that you would hide me behind your cross, that all may see Jesus and Jesus alone. And search my heart and my mind and my motives, Lord, that as I share your word that you place in my heart, that it may be shared with one reason and one reason alone, and that is that Jesus may be glorified. Father, we seek to work together with your Holy Spirit. We know he is here in our midst to guide us, to teach us, to lead us unto all truth. We ask, O Father, that you continue to establish us until we are rooted and grounded in the love of Christ. And we ask, O Father, that your word will be like a sword piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, so that we may know the things that are of your spirit from the things that are from the soul and of the flesh. We ask that your word will be like a fire in our bones. And even as I share your word, let your words burn in my heart and in my bones, that they may go forth, Lord, like a hammer, empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing healing, bringing deliverance, bringing the word of life and faith where it is necessary to overcome all things. Continue to reveal yourself to us, O Father, as we remain in your presence and allow your word to transform and change us. For all that you do, we give you the glory, the worship, and the honor. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everyone said, Amen. Praise God, we want to conclude a series on the life of the Apostle Paul. And as you know, his final journey was the journey to Rome. So we could also entitle this message this morning, The Journey to Rome. Now let's look at the book of Romans, although we are in the book of Acts, in Paul's life. We want to look at the book of Romans chapter 1, where Paul wrote to them and spoke to them about his desire. In Romans chapter 1, and Paul writes to the Romans, and this is one of the places where it was a church that he did not plant himself. Paul has never been to Rome at this point. And so in Romans chapter 1, although some of his friends are there, Aquila and Priscilla, whom he met in Corinth, were already there. And so they could be the one talking to Paul about Rome. But in Romans chapter 1, verse 8 onwards, Paul says, First I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making requests if by some means now at last I may find a way in the will of God to come to you. For I long to see you, he tells the Romans, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift, so that you may be established, that is, that I may be encouraged together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. Paul wrote the book of Romans about AD 55 from the city of Corinth, which he landed in Acts 18, verse 5 and verse 11, to verse 11. You read about Paul's second missionary journey in Acts 18 and how he reached the city of Corinth after he went by Athens. And the Bible tells us in Acts 18, verse 11, that Paul was in Corinth for about 1 year and 6 months. And that was from the time that of verse 11. So he could have been there for several months before that, before Jesus appeared to him in Acts 18 and says, Paul, stay on in this city because I have many people who here for you to speak to. So Paul stayed 1 year and 6 months. And that's in your Bible, Acts 18, verse 11. And it's from Corinth. During this 1 year and 6 months, most probably towards the end of his time in Corinth. So about AD 55, I would presume. He wrote to the Romans and said, I desire to come to you. And so Paul's journey to Rome, that's what we're looking at. Here he says he has a desire to come to them, to visit them. And bear in mind the context of the history of that time. Rome was the capital of a whole empire. It's not a tiny little city like Canberra, which is just an administrative center with 300,000 people, and all the other cities around like Sydney and Melbourne and Adelaide are bigger than here. Rome was a huge metropolis, a place that everyone would say, you know, they want to go. Things, sayings that all roads lead to Rome come from that era. Because it was a great empire and everyone wants to visit Rome. Rome would have been the first point of a tourist visit. But Paul hasn't been there. Yes, our good old missionary Paul hasn't been there. And he has this desire to go to Rome, not to look at all the architecture, not to visit all this emperor and see the palaces or see the wonderful natural works of man. No, he said, I desire to go there to preach the gospel so that I could say, I have been there to the capital of Rome and I preached the gospel there. That's what Paul's desire. Look at the book of Romans chapter 15. And Paul said these things to the people in Rome, Romans 15, and it says here in Romans 15 verse 22, for this reason, I also have been much hindered from coming to you. That means that before he wrote this letter, he did try to go to Rome. He wanted to go to Rome, but circumstances, situations call him here, call him there. All the busyness of the missionary work and of the things that he has to do has prevented him from going. If he wanted to go, as he expressed in Romans chapter 1 and chapter 15, which was written about AD 55, that means that desire must have been in his life before, few years before. And how long before? Well, if you have a Bible with a little map, look at the back there, where it calls Paul's missionary journey. And if you have a little map, if you don't have, look over your neighbor's Bible to see if they have a map. Your neighbor doesn't have a Bible, just look at their faces and smile and say, where's your Bible? No, okay, right, okay. Don't worry about that. If you have a Bible with a little map, and of Paul's first missionary journey, you'll find that the first journey is just a small little circle that goes, the furthest he went was Perga and Attire, right? First, it looks like Attila. I wonder what he was doing here. No, Attire. So, there's Perga and Attire and Iconium in his first missionary journey. And then in his second missionary journey, he went to the same places, but he tried to go to Bithynia and Mysia, which was towards the north, and the Holy Spirit forbade him. That story is found in Acts 16. Finally, he landed in Troas, which is a seaside town, and he has what we call the Macedonian vision. And the Macedonian vision is to go over to Macedonia, which was to cross the sea. What sea is that? That's a Black Sea, the Mediterranean Sea, I presume. Aegean Sea, thank you. The Aegean Sea. And the first port of landing was Neapolis and then Philippi. That story is in Acts 16. And do you notice how near he was by the time he was there in Thessalonica and Berea? There is not too far to Italy here, to Rome. So I would presume traveling in the Roman Empire, and I personally believe, subject to change if I got more facts, that Paul's desire to go to Rome may have been birthed during his second missionary journey when he crossed over the sea. In those days, it takes a long time to travel. And by sea, it takes weeks sometimes. And what would you be doing? Doing reading. In those times, those days, they don't have TV, DVD, television, satellite. So they do a lot of reading. Good habit to catch up on, those of you who have not been reading. And he will be doing reading and praying. And I believe if you're traveling along that sea, you'll be wondering, hey, we're halfway now to Rome. It's not that far off. Maybe as a small little boy, born a Roman citizen, that he could have a natural desire to roam. But we're not talking about natural things here. We're talking about the desire to go there to preach the gospel. So I believe that it's possibly around that time, possibly about AD 53. Praise the Lord. Rome is cold, is it? Right, okay. There. You can pull that near if you like. Please. Make yourself comfortable. Bring your pillows, blankets, and all those things here, right? So that we can teach the word from morning to night. Now, all right, okay. Anyway, so here he is going to Rome, and I believe it's about AD 53. That's about when he landed in Philippi, when the desire was formed. And so as he traveled around the various cities, you know, he would say, well, if he's completed his work in Macedonia, after all, he had a Macedonian call. And when he completed the Macedonian work, he could have gone on to Italy, Rome. So I believe his desire could have been birthed in him about that time during his second missionary journey to Rome. So it would have been about AD 53 when a desire came. And then he put his desire on pen and paper about AD 55 when he was in Corinth. He literally wrote so that all of us can read his writings and say, oh, Paul had a desire to go to Rome. If without that, you wouldn't know about it. And how would you like it if about 200 years later, someone got your letters and say, oh yeah, this guy was writing to this. Well, it was a very intimate moment, actually. Here his letters are open, teaching. And Paul's desire to go to Rome. Romans 15, look at some other things he said. Romans 15. He says a few more things in Romans 15. He says in verse 22, I also have been much hindered from coming to you. Verse 23, but now no longer having a place in these parts. And if he were writing from Corinth, that means that he was writing at the end of his ministry to the Corinthians. And he says, having a great desire this many years to come to you. So it's confirmed there. So he wrote that about AD 55. Many years, probably about 2-3 years. And we all know the story that in Acts 28, he finally landed in Rome. That's why we conclude Paul's journey. But look at verse 24. Whenever I journey to Spain. Now, he didn't get to Spain either. In fact, from Corinth, he's thinking of going to Spain. I shall come to you, for I hope to see you on my journey and to be helped on my way there by you, if first I may enjoy your company for a while. So he wants to visit Rome, then Spain. He never got to Rome, so he never got to Spain. And but now I am going to Jerusalem to minister to the saints. And you read from Corinth, he went down to Jerusalem. So just before he went down, at the end of the Corinthian journeys, at the end of the ministry to Corinth, he sent off that letter. Probably the letter was sent by Phoebe, one of the deaconess of the Corinthian church. And so he sent it by her.